Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I pray you all can hear me. Amen, amen. Just got a call and Mike said he couldn't hear anything. So stay tuned. Give me a moment. Hayo no mo shaya. God, I bless you this morning. Oh, glory to God. Hayo no Mosiah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hayo no Mosiah. Hayo no Mosiah. Woo! The devil is a lie. We gonna get it going. You know, Moshiach. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Are you able to hear now, Mike?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, I got my computer booted up. We're going to get right on in the prayer. I see Sister Renita on the line also. Amen. I'm going to let Brother, I'm going to let Prophet Michael just open us up with the word of prayer, and then I'll come on and follow behind him. I don't know what Sister Renita's time is like. I hadn't scheduled this show, but God is good. I was able to go live. So we're just going to lift up the name of Jesus for about 20 or 30 minutes, amen, before you get into your houses of worship. So go forward, Prophet Michael.
Hallelujah. The kind of gracious
Hallelujah.
Come before your throne humbly, but yet boldly, O God, that we might obtain mercy to find grace to help in time of need. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray first of all for forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness
Hallelujah.
Of unseen and seen, God, the hidden sin of the heart, oh God. Father, we pray that you create in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit down within us, God. You said when we stand praying to forgive, for if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither would you forgive us of ours. So, Father, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit down within us, God, granting us mercy and seeking forgiveness of man in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we acknowledge every one of our faults and our sins. They are ever before you. Against you and you only have we sinned and done evil in your sight. Father, we thankful for another day that you have caused us to rise up early in the morning, giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise for the things that you have done, even for the things that you are getting ready to do. Father, we thank you for how we slept on last night. You didn't let hurt, harm, nor danger come nigh our tabernacle, but you caused us to rise up early this morning at the break of dawn, at the sound of your voice. And for this, we are very grateful. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, those that are on the line, oh God, even those that are getting ready to call in, that you would even touch their hearts, God, granting them space even for repentance, God. We pray for true repentance on this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said godly sorrow, working repentance of the world, that brings us forth death, God. But you said godly sorrow, bring it forth life. So we ask you for that godly sorrow that's God, that will lead us unto true repentance unto day, God. And as Paul instructed, help us to save ourselves from this untoward generation. This world is going backwards, God, constantly turning her back from you. But you said that you were married to the backslider. So we're lifting up those that are in the backslidden condition, asking you to have mercy upon them according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out their transgressions, God, granting them space and opportunity to come back unto your throne. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the president of these United States, asking you to forever be vigilant concerning him and the things that he is yet doing, God, shielding and protecting him from hurt, harm, and danger, keeping his family in the center of your will, granting even unto him, God, the hour and the space for repentance, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we lift up every king, queen, prince, the princess, every duke, every earl, the burgomasters, the governors, the prime ministers, God. We lift up every mayor right now in the name of Jesus. Not their will, but let your will be done. We lift up the Senate, God, every senator, every representative, God, every council member, not their will, but let your will be done. We even pray for the dictators worldwide without end, not their will, but let your will be done. Lord, we pray for the war-torn countries, God, those that are embattlement every day of their lives, God. We ask you to lift up their bowed and their hung down heads, straighten out their crooked and their wayward paths, God. Cause them to hear your voice and to know your name, that you alone are God, the creator, the maker, the giver of every good and perfect gift that come from you. Lord, we even pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they might be saved. Father, we pray for men, women, boys, and girls worldwide without end, those who yet don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that before it's everlasting too late, you cause them to come in to hear your voice and to know your name, God, to grant unto them the mercy to receive you in the pardon of their sins, God, washing them thoroughly with your hands of making them whiter than snow, cleansing them from all unrighteousness, naughtiness, and superfluity of the spirit. We even lifting up the leaders today, God. You know the thing that is going on throughout the United States and even around the world with your leaders, God. Those that have been put into leadership positions, God, the things that they have done and the things that they're doing, God, we're asking you, God, to have mercy on them, save them, change their hearts from the destination in which they are choosing to turn them back on you to defile men, women, boys, and girls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up leadership right now, asking you to have your way in their lives.
Have your way, Jesus.
To speak what thus says your word, God, to walk in the light as you are in the light, and we can fellowship one with another, Lord. We ask you just to look down upon us and have mercy before it's everlasting too late. We will be careful to give you glory. We give you honor. All that we ask, we say, and we do, we pray that it brings you praise. This we ask in your matchless name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the true and the living God. Have your way, God, is what we ask of today.
Have
your way, Lord. Help us to lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Father, we will pray for our minds on today. You said, whosoever mind is stayed upon you, you will keep them in perfect peace. Why? Because we trust in you. You told us to trust in you, God, with all our heart. Lean not unto our own understanding. So we're not leaning on today, God, but we trust in your word. We trust in the everlasting, and you shall bring us to pass. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, we give you glory today, God. We lift you up, Jesus, for truly you are great and you're greatly to be praised. God, we come with a humble spirit this morning. We thank him for Prophet Michael Lewis that came on the line for early Sunday morning prayer. We thanking you for Sister Anita, God. We thanking you for my sister Dawn this morning, God. Hallelujah, the atmosphere have already been set, God, for your presence to come in. Hallelujah, for your anointing. Hallelujah, to fill our hearts. Oh, God, we longing for you like a person that's out in the desert. We're thirsting, Lord God, for more of you, God. More of you and less of us, God. Give us a mind, God, to continue to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves, God. Give us a mind to esteem one another, God. Give us a mind, God, to be a support to one another. Oh, God, we come against these spirits. We come against these spirits, hallelujah, that would come to try to divide the body of Christ, God. We come against liars this morning. We come against gossipers and backbiters. We come against disordered souls this morning. We come against Indians, and we come against jealousies and strife, God. In the name of Jesus, there's no dissension in the body of Christ. But you said we ought to praise you, God. And we have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. God, teach us your way, God. Teach us how to humble ourselves. Teach us how to walk circumspectly before you. Teach us, Lord God, how to fast. Teach us how to go out into the highways and the hedges and compare God, and all over the country, God. We lift up our children this morning. We give them to you, God. Those that don't know the right way. Those adolescents, the toddlers, God, the teenagers, God. We give them over to you this morning, God. And we ask you to shield and protect them. Put a bloodline over them, God. Oh, remember my own family this morning. Remember my mother, God. I lay her on the altar to you this morning, God. I'm asking you to strengthen her, God. I'm asking you to open up her eyes where she can see clearly, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do an incision, God. Take out that stony heart, God, and give her all the flesh, God. Take out, God, all of those set ways, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to create in her a new spirit, God. Renew the right spirit within her, God. Oh, God, I need you to do a major surgery. A major surgery on my mother's heart, God. Change her, God. Can't nobody change her but you, God. Oh, God, nobody can change her but you, God. You've already started the work. She's already been baptized in your name, God. And I need you to fill her up with the Holy Ghost. Give her mind, God, to come and go in fellowship and give you glory, God. To go into the house of worship and thank you for what you've done in her life. Thank you for 8 children still being in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Thank you for her grandchildren and her great grands. And she's even able to see great great grands. Oh, I bless you today, God. I bless you for what you're doing in our life, God. I'm asking you to remember Danielle this morning, God. You know the situation. I haven't talked with her personally, but you know the situation, God. Oh, God, you know that the door is about to swing open for her, and that's why the enemy is opposing. That's why the enemy is raising his ugly head. But I give Danielle to you this morning, God. I give her wholly over to you, God. Take the worrying away. Take the fretting away, God. Even my son, Jamal. Oh, God, I lay him before you this morning. I lay Nino before you this morning, God. Even though he disobeyed me. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to let your blood cover him while he's here in New Orleans, God. God, keep him where he can graduate. Oh, this is his last year. And the devil, the Messiah, I serve you notice today, Satan. You have no power. You have no authority. God told me to train them up in the way that they should go. And God's word said when they get old, they won't depart, God. Come up here, Abigail, this morning while she's here in New Orleans, God. I didn't need them to follow me, God. But since they have followed me, God, hallelujah, don't let them succumb to the things that's not of God. Hallelujah, help them to remember the word. The word, hallelujah, that I instilled in them, God. In the name of Jesus, shield and protect Rayelle while she's in Fresno, California, God. God, cover the apartment where she lived, God. In the name of Jesus, remember Glenisha, God, and her husband this morning. I bring Sister Ruby before you this morning, God. I'm asking you to continue to work on her heart, God. God, and even Prophet Michael Lewis, God. That's doing a work there in Stockton, California, God. Never forget about him, God. Remember his labors of love, God. Remember how he goes our witnesses, highways in the hedges. Oh, God, and even the ministry, teaching at the shelter, God. Remember him this morning. Remember Sister Anita, God, the sacrifices she made. All those that call in on this line, God. Oh, I'm asking you for some special grace and favor today for them. Every one of them that call in, Mother Charity, all of them, God, name by name and one by one. All of our leaders that make the sacrifice and come on this line. I lift up Pastor R.C. Blakes, Pastor Samuel Blakes this morning. Apostle Leo Lewis this morning. I lift them up this morning, God. Dr. Winston Singleton, Bishop Alfred, Bishop Winston Singleton, Prophet Michael Davis. Lord, I lift them up to you. Prophet Carlos Pearson, I lift them up to you. Pastor Miracle this morning, God. Oh, God, I lift them up to you this morning. Minister Elder Burns, God, in their absence on yesterday, I lift them up to you this morning. Oh, God, we need you. We need you, God. We need you, Jesus. Remember all our children, God. Oh, remember the community, God. Oh, all of my family members here in New Orleans, God. Deal with them, Lord. And even the young lady, LaShante, that I invited to come to church, God. I had to leave out. I don't know who's there this morning that I invited, God. But you know who they are, God. Because I had an assignment. An assignment to come on this broadcast. An assignment to come and pray. An assignment, hallelujah, to open up these lives. Oh, we bless you this morning, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Even though, God, things are not what we want them to be, God. Oh, but we lifting you up, God. Keep us with a mind to praise you. Keep us with a mind to live holy. Keep us with a mind to tell somebody that you save. Oh, God, we be careful, God, to give you the glory, God. Fill our hearts this morning, God. Fill our hearts this morning, God. Help us to remember what you've done for us. Oh, Lord, don't ever let us forget where you've brought us from. Oh, if we had 10,000 tongues, God, we couldn't praise you enough for your magnificence. We couldn't praise you enough for your excellence. We couldn't praise you enough for your divine protection. We couldn't praise you enough for clothing us and feeding us. We couldn't praise you enough, God. Hallelujah, for providing for us every day. Oh, God, you are a daily provider. You are daily may waker. You are daily keeper, Lord God. And we give you praise for it, God. Oh, God, when our hearts are overwhelmed, God, lead us to a rock, God. Lead us to a rock, God. Lead us to that rock, God. Help us to lean and depend on you, God. Help us not to put our trust in chariots and horses. Help us, Lord God, to look to you. For if we look to you, God, you'll send us help. If we look to you, God, you'll hear our cry, God. We thank you this morning, God. For you said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is that man that don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is that man. We thank you, God, for being blessed of you, God. Oh, remember, brother, my prophet Michael, our family, God. Oh, God, remember Empress, God, and even our nephews and his nieces, God. Remember them. Remember his remaining brothers, God, and sisters, God. God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, and even way fellowship, God. Remember them, God. Oh, God, my heart is crying out for souls, God. God, souls that'll love you. Souls that won't be ashamed of you, God. Souls that'll get out into the vineyard and work, God. Souls that would sow, God. You said you give seed to the sower, God. Oh, God, we're not asking for monetary blessings this morning. But we're asking you, Lord God, to sow peace in our lives. Sow joy in our hearts, God. Sow, God, thanksgiving in our heart, God. Sow reverence in our heart, God. So, God. So that we'll be able to walk like you. so that we'll be able to represent you, God, in the beauty of holiness, God. Oh, God, so that you would give us such an anointing that our presence, our very presence will permeate the atmosphere. Everywhere we go, that lives would be impacted just by our presence. Just by our presence, God. If the apostle God was able to heal folks by their very shadow, God, that's the kind of anointing we want to have. That's the kind of impact that we want to have in this nation, God. Remember our president today, God. Remember those that are still in war, God. Remember the sick and the shut in, God. Remember the senior citizens, God. Remember those that may be clinging, Lord God, for their last breath of life, God. Remember the bereaved families all over the nation, God. Oh, God. Remember our governments this morning, God. Remember our policemen, our firemen, our doctors, our teachers, God. Remember them, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're crying out, God.
Yeah.
Oh, for your help, God. If you don't intervene, God, we would be destroyed, God. But we thank you for your mercies this morning, God. We thank you for remembering your people, God. Oh, God, those that are on Facebook this morning, those that may be tweeting this morning, those that may be on Instagram this morning, Lord, and they don't know you as their personal Savior, God. Oh, we beseech you this morning, God, to deal with their heart, God. Lead them to a place where they can be restored. Lead them to a place where they can repent. Lead them to a place where they can cry out for your mercy. Where they can cry out for your grace this morning, God. Where they can cry out for your peace this morning, God.
Yes.
We bless you today, God. Remember Mother Blakes. Remember, hallelujah, Lisa Blakes, Stacy Blakes, God. Oh, remember them, God. Remember Prophet Cheryl Harrison and her husband, Bishop Harrison, this morning, God. Pastor Beatrice this morning, remember her. Prophet Darlene, remember. Pastor Gloria, remember, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my family in Lansing, Michigan, God. Those that are in Detroit. Remember Pastor Jackie McLemore. Remember Prophet Steele Gore Glover, God. Remember them in Alabama, hallelujah, and Georgia, God. Do something special for my nieces and my nephews here in this city, God. All of my cousins, God. Oh, God, give me the strength to be able to stand as a true witness, God. Let my light forever shine, God. Now you're no more see it. Where they can see the glory of God on my life. Not me, God. I don't want to shine, but I want your glory that lives on the inside of me to shine, God. Oh, God, you said if we suffer with you, God. You said one day we were going to reign with you, God. You said if we're faithful over a few, you would make us rulers over many. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. Teach us how to be faithful, God. Teach us how to be faithful, God. Teach us how to be consistent, God. Consistent in your word. Consistent with your assignment that you give us, God. Consistent with imparting the word that would change lives, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you this morning, God. Make it one, God. You know, the most shy. I bless the husband, Lord, to come into the fold, God. Oh, God, help us to remember that our labor is not in vain. Our labor is not in vain, God. You will repay. You know, the most shy. Vengeance is yours, God. Help us to pray for those that despitefully use us, God. Remember the young lady, LaShante, God, Jean's daughter, God. Remember her. Remember that family, God. Oh, God, it was such a blessing to sit behind her. It was such a blessing to see a seed from somebody that I knew when I was a little girl and admired, God. Deal with her heart, God. Deal with her children, if she have any children, God. Deal with that family, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as I'm able to meet families that I grew up with here in this city, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm looking for you to transform their lives, God.
Yes,
oh, God, I'm looking for you to build a ministry, God. A ministry, where people will have a place to come, a place where they can worship, a place, hallelujah, where they'll be free to worship and honor God in the beauty of holiness, God. That's my prayer, God. I'm not looking for the houses. I'm not looking for the land. I'm not looking for the vehicles. I'm looking, Lord God, for your favor and for your will to be done in my life, God. You brought me back to this place, God. Now, God, you're obligated. You're obligated to me, God. I'm one of your own, God. And you're not almost shut, yeah.
Yes.
Help me, God, hallelujah, to die to this flesh. Help me to crucify this flesh every day. Because you said in your word, there's no good thing that dwelleth in this flesh. All that sin it is the pride of life. She the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. We thank you, God, for renewing us, God. We thank you for restoring us, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, Jesus. We love you today, God. And we honor you, God. We honor you for just even, hallelujah, renewing your mercies on us this morning, God. For we know that your mercies are renewed every morning, God. We thank you, God. For the benefits, God. For the benefits we have in serving you, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, for this Blind Talk Radio. We thank you for having a platform, God. A platform where we can share, God. A platform, where we can speak a transforming word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To our listeners, God. To the audience, God. That hallelujah. Bless those that we may not ever see, God. Some we may not ever hear, God. But as they go into the archives, God, as they're searching for some peace, they're searching for a word of encouragement, God. Let them go in that archives, God, and hear these messages, God, that you have sent on a daily basis for almost 3 years, God. Oh, God, we know that our labor is not in vain. Because behold, you're coming, God, and your reward is going to be in your hand, God, and we're looking for that glorious day. We're looking for that glorious day, God. Oh, yes, Lord,
yes,
we're looking, we're looking, we're looking, we're looking, we're looking. Hallelujah. So we give you praise today, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because we have done what you have required of us to do, God. Now, God, as we leave off this airwaves, God, we ask you to let your glory go with us, God. Oh, keep us in the spirit of worship. Keep us with the heart of thanksgiving, hallelujah, this whole week, God. Let it just be a week, hallelujah, where we just thank you, God. Let it be a week where we appreciate you, God, because there's no God like you. There's no God like you. There's no God like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. Thank you, Prophet Mike. Do you have any announcements that you might like to make? You're here in the city of Stockton. If you'd like to tell them where you are, if somebody would like to join up with you to go out witnessing, to come to the shelter and minister to the men and the women of God. Hallelujah. Give them that information now.
Amen. On Tuesdays at 6:30, I'm at the Stockton Men's Shelter. That address is 611 West Church Street, and that's off of Lincoln and Church down in the city of Stockton. Also today at 2 p.m., I will be going out witnessing with a few other people from another church. You're welcome to join in or tag along. You can reach me at area code 209-808-8690. And at the end of the month, for those that will be in Southern Cal, or even if you're in Northern Cal and you like to travel to Southern California, I'll be in Temecula, California, which is right next door to San Diego, for the Women's Conference, the 5th Annual Women's Conference, which I will be the opening speaker for that night to open up the conference on October 30th. That's in Temecula. If you go to my Facebook page, Michael Lewis, comma pastor, you can get all that info, or you can call me at 209-808-8690 or send me email prophetmtlewis@yahoo.com. Again, prophetmtlewis@yahoo.com. Thank you, Sister Adrian.
Amen, amen, amen. And go and support Prophet Michael Lewis. He's doing a great work. Amen. He's diligent, he's consistent, and he is certainly faithful to everything that God has given him to do. Amen. And also, we like to let you know that we're on Monday through Friday. Amen. We just come out of a series, The Heart of a Servant, 2-week series, and I don't know where we're going tomorrow. I don't know if we're continuing on, but as I'm in prayer today, the Lord will give us what we need to expound upon next week. So tune in. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're in the New Orleans area, that is at 3 o'clock Monday through Friday. Amen. And don't forget our Saturday segment. Our Saturday segment is hosted by Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina, and assistant her is her co-host, Sister Renita Pinckney, also out of North Carolina. And that show airs at 5 a.m. for 7 a.m. New Orleans time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is the time when you can come on and share your testimonies and tell about what God is doing in your life and in your family lives. Amen. So we thank God for you. Remember, early Sunday morning prayer. We are on at 9 o'clock a.m. New Orleans time, 7 a.m. California time, and 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I say California because this is where my show initiated, and we still have a lot of followers in California. And I say New Orleans because I'm home, y'all. I'm in this city. Amen. And if you need to contact me, again, you can reach me on my Facebook page, amen, at Adrian Bernard. You can also hit my Twitter page at New Destiny 54. Also, visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. You can listen to the live broadcast every week on that website. Amen. So we're on YouTube. So you can download some of these messages on YouTube, and you can go also to blogtalkradio.com, and you can listen to any of these messages that have aired for almost approximately 3 years. And upcoming in December, we're going to be we're going to be commemorating 3 years on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to have a whole month of festivities and a whole month of speakers coming back on and revisiting our live broadcast. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Remember, tell somebody today that Jesus saved. Amen. God bless you. We're going to close out with Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yahweh. God bless you. Again, I have my personal number. I don't mind giving it out. 209-271-8735. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Amen. I don't know what's happening with the song. It's not playing, but anyway, we're going to just close on out. May God bless you all. Have a beautiful week. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you.
God bless.